KPIG Freedom, KPYG Cayucas, KPIG.com, about a minute past 8 o'clock, and time now for his morning commentary. So here now is Travis T. Hip.
You know, maybe I was overimpressed in the high school days of my youth. That was just at the time that S.I. Hayakawa had written his breakthrough tome on semantics, the language and thought and action volume. And it was very impressive, and to this day it is a very workable system of looking at the world and language. But maybe that was too much of an impression. They gave it to us in high school, we studied it in college, etc. And so I'm a little oversensitive to the choice of words when talking about reality. You see, semantics simply is a point of discussion from which you take reality and then the levels of abstraction of that reality between the rock that you see in the road and a map of that rock and eventually a picture of that rock. The first is real, the second is an abstract, the third is a third level abstract. The point here being that when you start using language which gentles down the image and turns that rock into perhaps a slight bump without any reference to the fact that it's going to break the wheel on your damn car, maybe that's when we need to watch ourselves. For instance, of course, the recent comment by the commanding general and authority in Afghanistan for our forces, who said that the attack by the Haqqani network for 20 continuous hours of bombardment of the American embassy and NATO headquarters in downtown Kabul on the embassy grounds, and followed up by another threat with a suicide bomb, which put all of our embassy workers in the same compound into bunkers underneath the buildings. And then this weekend's hit where a plumber called in undoubtedly to fix the failure of the pipes and things after being under rocket-propelled grenade attack for 20 hours. The plumber pulled out the AK-47 and hosed at least two people in what is rumored to be the CIA annex building of the embassy compound. Given these developments, the comments by the commanding general that such incidents would seem to indicate a trend toward increased activity on the part of the Taliban. Now, I'm sorry, folks. A trend is toward thin, crisp, crunchy pizza crust as opposed to Sicilian deep dish. A trend is to spy movies as opposed to Westerns. A trend is when the skirt length in Hollywood drops below the knees. Those are trends. To most of the rest of the world, when you're hit 3 times in 3 weeks by an armed insurgency which is increasing its level of attack throughout the country, some folks call that an offensive. And some folks call the total increase in enemy attacks a major offensive in the tail end of the fighting season in Afghanistan, during which the Taliban expects to be able to drive the American presence back into barracks while they control most of the rest of the country and negotiate with the Karzai government to become part of that government and work a ceasefire as soon as the gringos get the hell out of Afghanistan. That's the bottom line of what's going out there. And to call it a trend is a little disingenuous, but then again, we're used to that. It's our government and our army telling us what it is we're doing in our war. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word. Just by its sound can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word frichen, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories. As a transitive verb, for instance. As an intransitive verb, surely fucks. Its meaning's not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as, John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, surely talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, surely is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. As you must realize, there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot, trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you!